the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. You may, or at least some of you may know, that we finished the fifth round of Shia Catholic dialogue in Qom, and the main topic was friendship. And when I was doing some research to prepare a lecture or a talk or a presentation on this topic of friendship from the Quran, I thought that it's good to have few sessions in which we can talk in more details, because in that conference we had only half an hour for each presenter and you cannot do justice. So that was a very brief introduction to friendship in the Quran. So here I think we have, inshallah, better opportunity to go into depth of this important issue. And maybe this would also help me to, inshallah, do more, inshallah, research and also to understand better this topic. When it comes to, for example, creation of mates or spouses for us, Allah mentions this as one of the signs of His wisdom. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. This is Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, number 221. He says this is one of the signs of Allah. Something that if you reflect on, you come to the conclusion that this must be planned by a wise creator. This cannot happen by chance. It's so great, so important, that this leads to understanding of Allah. That right in His creation, it's not that Allah creates and then He faces problems and says, now we have to sort out the problem. Right from the beginning, He had this plan that He creates for us good spouses, our mates. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And perhaps this refers to His legislation. After referring to the creation of mates for us, spouses for us, then Allah says, وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Then He makes that general ground for friendship actualized, realized in the particular person with whom you decide to have this relation. This mawadda is not there before marriage takes place. That sukoon is there. The potential for having comfort from opposite sex is in creation. But when does that become friendship and mercy, that is after marriage takes place. When we follow the normal procedure for marriage, when the marriage formula is recited, or when in other traditions they follow their own procedure and protocols, is it Islamic, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, different types of people have different types of marriage ceremony, marriage formula, but when that commitment is there, when they follow their own traditional way and commit themselves to this intimate relation with a particular person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the couple with friendship, mutual love, and mercy.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Then Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتٍ لَقَوْمًا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. He starts with saying وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and again at the end he says إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتٍ. It means that this is something that is clearly showing the hand of God being involved in the creation of the potential and ground for marriage and in the legislation of marriage. But only those people who think and reflect, they get the point. Unfortunately, nowadays, because our generation tend to think less, tend to reflect less on these beautiful signs of God in the creation, their appreciation for marriage is reduced, and their readiness for divorce increases. When people easily accept divorce, it's sign of one of the two things at least. Either they were not careful before getting married, they didn't know that marriage is such an important thing that you have to commit yourself when you are 100% sure, when you really are ready for all the sacrifice needed for marriage. So they got into marriage without exploring the case properly, or they don't have the courage to face the challenges that happen after marriage and therefore easily accept divorce. In both cases, this is a sign of not being attentive to the significance of marriage. Rushing into marriage or rushing into divorce, both show that you are not careful about marriage. Marriage is one of the few decisions in life that you have to make it only when you are 100% sure. When you are 100% ready to pay all the costs for that, to undergo all the sacrifices for that. The more rational you are, the more you think, the more you appreciate the gift of marriage. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
صاحب أي